This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Dracontis CEO, James Sim. James, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
My pleasure, Donnie. Thanks for taking some time to chat with me today.
So, people are pretty familiar with Dracontis, but and your Dragon Force application, but talk to us, remind us a little bit about what that application enables and how it's been used traditionally.
Sure. So Dragon Force is a command and control team collaboration platform. We are providing situation awareness and secure collaborative communication capabilities to teams of mobile users. So we deliver our Dragon Force collaborative experience through a tightly integrated set of collaboration tools, including real-time personnel tracking, text messaging, file sharing, digital forms and situation reports, and our signature shared whiteboarding capability that literally allows people to draw up their tactical plans on any map, floor plan, or photo. Traditionally, it's like we've been used in the law enforcement and public safety, it's like spaces, cut our teeth, it's like with a lot of tactical deployments here, both domestically and internationally. And lately, I've been really scaling up for much larger regional and national overall incident management type of capabilities.
Okay. Now, you all put out a release and an update in August, right?
Yes. Last summer, it's like we introduced Dragon Force 3.5, which was a major upgrade to our platform. It's a free upgrade. It's like to all of our customers, a great perk of a software as a service model. And we introduced a lot of new stuff. It's like we put forward a new high visibility interface with expanded iconography to help make the display is like much more visible. It's like in both high brightness and low light conditions. The expanded iconography, a big plus for our international, it's like users, it's like to have a unified interface which required many fewer translations and so forth, so a lot easier to use. Expanded our whiteboarding capabilities with new tools like search grids and color fills and transparencies for circles and polygons and so forth. So now it's like we can annotate, you know, hot zones, warm zones, and much more complex. It's like plans on the maps and floor plans that these guys are using.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And one other thing I wanted to mention is we really increased Dragon Force's scalability to handle much larger incidents. We're now doing deployments at the national level where we have, say, 50,000 plus users from multiple operational disciplines with, you know, dozens, if not hundreds, of subgroups and departments involved. So we could really take on some very complex undertakings at this point.
Wow. Okay. And how much of a jump was that, you know, up to 50,000? Where was your cap before?
Yeah, so that's great. It's like in the past 16 years in the arc of the product's development, when we were first doing dismounted warfighting applications way back, it's like 15 years ago, we were doing teams of 25 and 50 was pressing the limit. Uh-huh. And that evolved to teams of 250. In recent years, it's like 1,000 to 5,000 would be a very large-scale Dragon Force deployment. And now within the past about 2 years or so, we've gone up like an order of magnitude into the 50 to 100,000 user range.
Okay. Well, the fact that you all can handle groups like that, I've got to ask, with all the things going on with COVID-19 virus and the responses here, are you all being pulled into some of those response efforts?
As a matter of fact, we are. I was just in Europe and just got back in time to beat the travel ban, but was working very closely with one of our customers that has a nationwide deployment. And that was definitely a very hot topic. It's like to expand normal, say, law enforcement or tactical operations capabilities to emergency management capabilities. So one of the great things about Dragon Force is our ability to provide surge capacity for our customers so that they can provision additional accounts for their own departments. But what we're seeing now, even more importantly, is to spin up guest accounts so that they can literally, it's like have people from these agencies that they're now being forced to interoperate with use the app as well. So this is one of the great, you know, points of Dragon Force is our zero friction deployment scenario where you literally just go to the App Store or Google Play or FirstNet, download the app, you get your username and password, it's like from the master agency, and you log in and off you go. It's like you're sharing logistical plans, filling out field form data. It's like, so the decision makers are getting what they need. You're directing people, it's like, to rally points to drop materials. So we're covering a lot of bases, and we're doing it with very low friction. So that's been very rewarding and gratifying, but challenging at the same time.
So we really are taking full advantage of, I think, the word, the term they use in FirstNet is extended primary responders, as opposed to just the fire police EMS. You guys are something that can be extended into those extended primary responders and let them be part of this effort in a coordinated manner then.
No, that's absolutely true, because the good thing here is they don't have to worry about people not having the right equipment. All these people are bringing the right equipment with them. They have a smartphone or a computer. It's like, that's like standard issue for everybody. So since they have that, now they just need the app. Once they have that, now they have a secure collaboration platform right on top of it. And frankly, it's like the lessons that we learned by participating in Urban Shield for so many years was that we had to make the app so simple and intuitive to use that the end users had to have zero training. It's like, if they couldn't just like open up the app and intuitively navigate it, say, oh, here's the text messaging, here's the file sharing, here's the map, I get it, it wouldn't work. So thank God, it's like a lot of those lessons are coming back now and being proven in a situation like this.
Okay. And then now anyone could use it, but they do need to have some kind of authentication. It's not like any random persons can suddenly jump in there and start.
Yeah, that's right. Any teenager can go to the App Store right now and download Dragon Force, but without a proper username, password, and a proper server to authenticate against, it's not going to do them any good.
Okay. All right. And you mentioned the server. Tell me, a lot of enterprises, both domestically and around the world, some of them really like the premise-based equipment that they run their systems on, and others are moving to the cloud. Just kind of curious, what are you seeing during this particular crisis, and what are the differences in flexibility and security?
No, that's a great question. So we support both on-prem and in-cloud deployments, and we also do tactical deployments as well. But in this particular crisis, it's really the on-prem customers and the cloud customers that we're interacting with the most. And there's particular pros and cons to each approach. The great thing about the cloud deployments is, because typically Dracontis is the team that's managing it from an IT point of view, we can easily go there, add additional resources to their server to accommodate new users and so forth, literally in seconds and minutes. Or if they need a surge accounts, we can have them provisioned within an hour or two. For the on-prem guys, very similar situation. It's like we can give them an additional license key to activate new licenses with the current infrastructure that they have. Hopefully, it's like they've allocated enough hardware in advance, because you can't exactly run out and buy new servers like in the next hour or two to build up. But giving them the new licenses is easy. But one of the interesting challenges that some of them are facing is potential single points of failure in their IT staff. Because while we can certainly provide them indirect support, or perhaps be brought in as an external agent to help them diagnose a problem or add some additional accounts, if we don't have their gatekeeper IT person to access the on-prem system, there's nothing we can directly do for them. So we've been working with them to make sure that we train additional personnel on their IT teams, so that if their primary or secondary guys get infected, they get quarantined, they get stuck at the airport or whatever it happens to be, we can still work with other personnel that they have to give them the support that they require.
Okay. So have you actually run into situations where the IT person wasn't available?
Not yet.
Okay. Well,
not yet.
But I hope we don't.
That's exactly right.
Okay. All right. But has that come up in your discussions with some of these enterprises? Hey, what am I going to do? And
we are taking the initiative. It's like we are reaching out to all of our on-prem customers to make sure that, number one, it's like they're up and running and have everything that they need. And two, it's like not that they have a lot of spare time on their hands, to make sure that we have access to additional resources to ensure their service levels.
Okay. And one last question. Given what you've seen during this crisis with COVID-19, is there anything that you all have run into where you say, I wonder if we'll include that in a future release? That's something we ought to work on.
So every new mission is a learning experience, right? So what we're seeing here is one of the nice Dragonforce features is our ability to inject new forms or situation reports into the system. Well, now people are scrambling to put together simple like dashboard situation reports so they know it's like how many hospital beds do they have at different locations? Where are the materials stockpiled and what's the count of masks or ventilators or other things that they have? We can quickly put together, it's like you're sketched together, it's like these forms, but in the future, it's like I think we'll definitely build out in advance maybe some of these sit rep templates for them so that we have them at the ready and inject them into the system immediately as opposed to maybe having to take an hour or a day to develop the form for them and then inject it after the fact.
Ah, really, really good point. And when we get further down the road with these smart cities, they're gonna have so many other places to get inputs from. I would think you'd be
Exactly.
wanting to see those in dashboards as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, James, congratulations on all the stuff that you guys have done in terms of developing Dragonforce, and please keep up the good work as you help out the response to the COVID-19 crisis.
We certainly will. Danny, thanks so much. Stay safe and be well.
You too.